WTAW News Time is 7:06. It's 73 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Zwirnemann Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeiner. College Station police are asking drivers to avoid Eagle Avenue between Newport and Alexandria near Creekview Elementary. The road is blocked by fire department crews working a structure fire. A three-vehicle crash on the freeway in College Station Wednesday afternoon resulted in one life-threatening injury and police diverting traffic for 4 hours. Lieutenant Chuck Flieger says this was in front of Christ United Methodist Church in the northbound lanes between Fitch and Barron.
They are having to do some pretty extensive measurement because we need to have that information to be able to do a full reconstruction. As soon as we have further information on the roadway opening back up, or if we have to have any further road closures for follow-up investigation, we'll be letting everybody know.
The driver of a pickup was hospitalized after he was removed from the cab. Flieger says the truck clipped an SUV, then struck a semi-trailer that had slowed down. The trucker and four people inside the SUV were not injured. It's the second major wreck on the freeway in as many days, following the driver of a lumber truck who was also hospitalized after leaving the roadway and striking a tree between University and Briarcrest. Two oil storage tank explosions in Robertson County resulted in one life-threatening injury. Sheriff Gerald Yizik says multiple agencies responded to an area north of New Baden off Rabe Cutoff Road where several people were working.
Both fires have been contained. They're contained to the berms that they're located in.
The victim was flown to Herman Hospital in Houston. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan says it's not likely that illegal immigrant children will be housed at the former Army Reserve Center.
If you look at the facilities that are going to be inspected by the Border Patrol and HHS personnel, it would take several hundred thousand dollars, if not millions of dollars, to make those facilities usable. And I just don't think that the taxpayers ought to pay a bill that high for something that hopefully would be temporary in nature.
Flores says his staff is in the process of sending letters to the Health and Human Services Department that the Twin Cities are not ready to handle the refugees. A Facebook argument leads to an aggravated assault arrest Tuesday at the Plantation Oaks Apartments on Harvey Road. College Station police say shortly before 2 p.m., witnesses saw 24-year-old Isaiah Hutchinson of Bryan point a 12-gauge shotgun at an acquaintance of his. Hutchinson told the police that the argument had started online and the two had challenged each other to a fight in person. A College Station man is charged with aggravated assault after pulling a knife during an argument Wednesday evening. 36-year-old Darren White was fighting with relatives in the street on banks between University and Lincoln when a female relative intervened. White fled the scene but was found about an hour later at a block away. College Station has been incorporated for more than 75 years. The city's police department has had one officer there for the last 30 years. John Board was honored for his service Wednesday. Board, who is not retiring, is the city's longest tenured sworn officer. Over that time, Board worked for six police chiefs and has responded to more than 30,000 calls for service. WTAW News Time is 7:09. It's 73 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Zwirnemann Flooring. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zwirnemann Flooring, encouraging you to visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Other flooring stores promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't shop around, how will you know? At Zwirnemann Flooring, we provide you the very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Call 776-2800 for Zwirnemann Flooring today.
Zwirnemann Flooring is now offering stained concrete. Come by the new showroom, now open Saturdays 9 to 1.
Coffee in the morning for some people is a very serious thing. Without it, they're groggy and grumpy for the early part of their day. If you're one of these people, you can appreciate the value of a good cup of coffee. If you're the boss of these people, you can appreciate Twin City Coffee Service. For over 25 years, you've counted on Twin City Coffee to provide the best coffee and filtrated water service in the Brazos Valley. Call Mike or Troy to see how they can help you enhance your break station with their refreshing coffee, tea, and filtrated water. Call 779-3928 Twin City Coffee Service.
So you've got bedbugs in your blankets and the weeds have whipped your grass. Those pesky ants are taking over